The Warriors with a Sunday practice in Detroit before heading to Atlanta for Monday night's game against the Hawks in the middle of this five-game road trip. And just before the team left for Atlanta, we heard from Coach Kerr after practice regarding the injury suffered by Damian Jones during Saturday's game against the Pistons.
Yeah, it's tough news. Torn pectoral muscle, so he's going to see a specialist, I think, on Tuesday. And, no matter whether they say surgery or not, which we're assuming it will be surgery, he's going to be out for a long time. We don't know how long yet, but it's going to be, a matter of months. It's a tough blow for him. I mean, he's been playing so much and progressing and learning so much, and we've been excited about his growth. It's a big setback for him and for us.
You have to do something at the center spot now. You only got two healthy bigs. I know DeMarcus is on the way, but
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, since this just happened, we haven't really discussed it much. We're busy getting ready for tomorrow. We're going to bring Marcus Derrickson up from Santa Cruz for the rest of the trip, and then we'll sort of check on our options, see what we want to do. I haven't talked to Bob about it yet, though.
How's Damian holding up overall?
He's doing fine. He had this injury when he was in the draft to his other pec. It's one of the reasons he dropped in the draft a little bit, and one of the reasons he had to wait his rookie season to be ready to play, because he had surgery on the opposite. I think this one is the left. He had the right coming into the draft. So he's holding up well, disappointed, but he's always a kid who's in good spirits. And he's got a long career ahead of him, but this will be a frustrating time for him.
But given your center situation, he's a guy who could still be a key factor next season and going
forward. Sure, yeah. I mean, this is not anything that's going to alter his career. I mean, he's going to bounce back. Rick told me that the pec will actually be stronger as a result of the surgery, so it's less likely that this would reoccur after surgery.